Auckland Airport has unveiled a first look at its new terminal building, due to open in 2029. The multi-billion dollar project will replace the airport's ageing domestic terminal, which originally opened in 1966. And as Felix Walton reports, all passengers, domestic and international, will check in together and both terminals will be under one roof.
It'll take the better part of a decade and cost almost $4 billion, but Auckland Airport's Chief Customer Officer, Scott Tasker, says the new domestic terminal will focus on the basics.
It's about doing the basics well. This won't be a gold-plated terminal. It will offer better navigation for travellers. It will offer more seating areas and places to charge your phone. It will offer good bathroom facilities. And it will offer more capacity for airlines to add flights during the peak periods.
He says it's a step up from the current terminal, which is beginning to show its age after 58 years.
The current domestic terminal at Auckland, which opened in the mid-1960s, has served us really well. But ultimately, it has run out of capacity. It's congested during peak times. Sometimes it's hard to find a seat. What we need to do here at Auckland Airport is to move on and provide a fit-for-purpose, efficient domestic terminal.
The new building will bridge the gap between Auckland's domestic and international terminals. That means travellers will be able to transfer from a domestic jet to an international flight without going outside and walking between buildings. Domestic and international passengers will also check in at the same place, and there will be new check-in kiosks. But that privilege doesn't come cheap.
The terminal itself is $2.2 billion, and then the associated works that enable the integration, including the airfield upgrades that I mentioned before, is about $1.7 billion. Airport terminals are expensive, but this terminal benchmarks very well with other international examples.
Project Director Isaac Taylor says one of the new terminal's best features will be hidden from view. It's a more efficient way to manage passengers' luggage, including bag tracking and preventing jams on the conveyor belts on and off planes.
You know, it's really unfortunate because all the really cool stuff is behind doors, so that baggage system that we sort of alluded to, that's a massive step change in terms of efficiency for passenger baggage, reticulation and loading onto the aircraft.
Program Director Tim McKenzie says the downside of the current terminal is its capacity. He says it can only service about 15,000 passengers each day, but a new terminal will bring that number up to about 20,000.
This is an uplift in the order of 26% passengers. It also provides important dwell space and processing space, which I think is in the order of 44%. So it's, you know, quite a different operation and, you know, for processing more efficiently and allowing passengers to enjoy, you know, a more orderly journey, I think.
He says storm resilience is another priority. Knee-high floodwaters filled Auckland Airport's domestic terminal during last year's storms, causing serious damage. Mr. McKenzie says that shouldn't be a problem going forward.
We've made some substantial stormwater upgrades in the north of the precinct, and we're very cognizant of the effects of weather given the impacts on Auckland Airport in early 2023. So there are some major upgrades.
Scott Tasker says there's a lot of work to do before 2029, and he warns that it could be disruptive.
That, of course, does mean disruption for the 18 to 20 million travellers that will be departing and arriving from Auckland Airport each year. We're working really hard to ensure that we minimise that disruption as well as possible, and we do ask customers to please bear with us during that period. Ultimately, the end product will be worth the wait.
Scott Tasker says work on the new terminal will begin in earnest later this year.